When you think about air pollution, you might think of power plants with giant brick chimneys pumping dark smoke into the sky. There's not as much of that stuff being released into the air as there was 30 years ago. That's because power plants have added equipment to control certain kinds of pollution.
Okay, just to give you an idea of what we're looking at, this big silver building is where all the particulate is removed. We're going from that towards the stack, so we're looking at the discharge air emission control devices.
Ed Morris oversees environmental projects at We Energy's coal-burning power plant in Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. In the past few years, it's installed equipment that's cut sulfur and nitrogen emissions by up to 95%. Now it's going after carbon dioxide, or CO2, the most prevalent man-made greenhouse gas that no utility has yet controlled. By the end of the year, the We Energies plant will begin the first test in the country of a new technology called carbon capture.
We are designing the technology to achieve up to 90% CO2 removal.
Sean Black is with Alstom, the company that designed the process. It will inject chilled ammonia into a tiny stream of boiler gas. This will theoretically allow the CO2 to be separated and captured. The test will see how much can be removed before the gas is sent up the chimney. Black says after the test in Wisconsin, it'll go on to a full-scale demonstration at an American Electric Power coal-burning plant in West Virginia.
And that will provide the marketplace with the credibility that this technology is ready for commercial deployment.
The coal-burning power industry is trying to get carbon capture ready because it believes the government will soon start regulating CO2 emissions. Chris McKinney manages environmental policy for We Energies and its pilot CO2 program.
Technology doesn't exist today to capture, let alone store, the CO2 emissions reductions that would be required in the event that federal legislation is passed.
Power companies have been criticized for moving too slowly on cutting CO2 pollution. Some environmentalists say utilities could have been doing more earlier, but won't spend the money on new technology if they're not required to by the government. We Energy's Chris McKinney says they're wrong about the status of the technology, but right about the money. He says that's because the cost of adding the CO2 reduction equipment has to be passed on to customers.
You know, whatever happens has to happen over a longer period of time. I mean, it needs to be thought out in a way that doesn't cause dramatic cost impacts, unanticipated cost impacts.
McKinney says rushing to add new pollution controls would be a huge risk. And in the case of carbon capture, he could be right. The government's National Energy Technology Laboratory has raised concerns about the chilled ammonia process. A report that has not been made public says 90% CO2 reduction has not happened in early testing and might not be possible. It also says carbon capture could dramatically increase the energy needed to run a power plant. George Paredes is a science fellow with the Natural Resources Defense Council, an environmental organization.
The publicity that this is receiving is disproportionate to the actual results that they have achieved. And there are fundamental scientific reasons to question whether this can be done.
Alstom, the company developing chilled ammonia carbon capture, says it won't comment on the government's report because it hasn't been made public. Company officials do say they're confident the technology will work. They're predicting the full-scale process will be ready to retrofit existing plants or to build into new ones in 5 years. If so, it'll be one option for a power industry that's under increasing pressure and likely government mandates to clean up its dirty legacy. For the Environment Report, I'm Erin Toner.